PR 2021-005356, JAG Planning and Zoning. And this is located at 10200 Bell Avenue between Conchas and Eubank. And hello, Juanita.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
So just a quick summary of what we're proposing. We've got seven lots that we're working on. And our client is hoping to combine all the lots into one whole lot and then just grant any easements that are necessary to accommodate existing utilities. So that's
pretty much the question. Right, let's go through board comments then, and we will see where we are. Water Authority?
Hi, Juanita. I'm Lane Carter, Water Authority. Some basic comments to this project. When you have a development plan, feel free to request an availability statement. We'll note for the record that there was one requested back in 2008 for these lots. They were going to do a lot consolidation and put down a, 17,000 square foot industrial building. That availability statement was related to that building and it's since expired. So if you have updated plans, you'll need to request a new statement. There is water and sewer on the frontage in Trumbull. There's sewer in Conchas Street. So typically with the availability statement with development of the site, there would not be frontage improvements required for water and sewer, except for those needed to serve the development. For example, if they need a water main on Conchas, that would be up to this project. Depending on the use, some industrial users do require pre-treatment. If the use is known, please get with utility development, myself or Chris, to go over what that might be, and we can set that up with our pre-treatment section. That's all I really had on this one, unless you have questions for me, and I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Blaine. But I guess all of those comments seem to pertain to the actual development of the site, and so none of this would be required for the preliminary and final plat. Is that correct?
Thank you. This is Blaine with the Water Authority. You're correct. For the lot consolidation, we don't need frontage improvements. We don't require frontage improvements at this time for that. And all the other items are related to development. So we have no objection to a replat to consolidate the lots at this time. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Blaine.
Okay. Code enforcement, please.
Hello, Juanita. Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no comment on this project. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, great. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
Parks?
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. We have no comments.
Okay.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of February 10th, 2021. We have no comments.
Okay, thank you, Ernest.
Transportation?
Yes, Jean Wolfenberger with transportation provider Radius for the property corner at the Trumbull Conchas intersection. Be sure to meet site distance requirements and keep property boundary outside of public sidewalk area. 5-foot sidewalk was required along the entire property frontage on both streets. Provide dimensions of existing sidewalk to see if that fits within the requirements. Prior to platting action, eliminate any unused driveways and replace with curb and sidewalk as needed as you move forward. And also for informational purposes, if not submitting a site plan to DRB, provide a traffic circulation layout plan for any site development.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jean. So in looking at the site, it appears as if it does the site does not have 5-foot sidewalks along the property frontage. And so, we have not talked to our client to see if they would be making those sort of improvements with the construction of a building that they are looking to complete here soon or start. If not, we could apply for the waiver to the sidewalk requirement?
If You may apply for a waiver. It may be approvable if it's at least 4 foot wide and it matches the rest of the sidewalk within the area. And that can be administrative. It doesn't have to be a neighborhood notification action.
Okay. Because it appears as if a lot of the sidewalks in the area are, you know, less than 4 feet as well. So you're saying, but it would need to be at least 4 feet, even with the waiver.
Well, I would say, take a look at it. 4 feet is preferable. There have been instances when we have gone down to 3.5 feet, which is probably the bare minimum.
Okay.
As long as it meets existing sidewalk in the area, that's something that we could review at the next DRB.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, Jean, thank you for that.
And planning had no objection to the replat. The standard comments about surveyor signatures and your project numbers, and then just seeing the underlying zoning for future development and new standards.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Maggie.
You're welcome. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right.
And thank you for accepting this application, given the confusion of us trying to submit it and the issues we encountered. So,
No, this is Maggie Gould, but thank you for checking up. I don't know what's going on with our server. Apparently, sometimes we do security upgrades and stuff gets kicked out, but we don't get told stuff gets kicked out and you don't get told stuff kicks out, and so it just kind of disappears into the ether. So anytime you don't hear back from us right away, please check back.
Okay, sounds great. All right.
Thank you, Juanita.
Thank you all. Take care.
Okay, that we do not have any items under